In the naming of your new center, you include mycobacterial lung infections. Does that imply that some of these patients may have tuberculosis or other non-tuberculous causes of bronchiectasis, or are those two entities separable?
Mycobacteria are a family of organisms of which tuberculosis is one member. So there is some overlap and similarity in symptoms and the way patients present, but they're really different bacteria completely in the sense that tuberculosis is very communicable between even healthy humans. Mycobacteria are more environmental organisms that generally aren't that easy to acquire in our lung to cause actual overt infection. So people with chronic lung disease who have injured lungs, particularly those people with bronchiectasis, as I just described it, they're more prone to acquire these organisms, and then those organisms can further add insult to injury, so to speak, and further worsen the bronchiectasis. There are some people who, for reasons that aren't completely clear, can acquire mycobacteria and develop infection even with apparently relatively healthy lungs prior to acquiring the infection. Often their symptoms match that of bronchiectasis patients with cough, maybe weight loss, fevers, night sweats, that kind of thing. And generally a chest x-ray or further fancy kind of CT scanning, etc., will pick up changes consistent with either bronchiectasis and or mycobacteria. Generally, we'll try and gather sputum, collect the mucus that's expectorated from the lung to see what bacteria are there, and we'll particularly look for mycobacteria. The diagnosis is important because the treatment is quite different from mycobacteria versus standard kinds of germs.